Good morning, Nielsen of FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Danny Crutchfield, the Vice President of the Shaw Flooring Network. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I've been wanting to set this up since we got the news last week that you have decided to go to a virtual convention format in 2021. You had been all set to go to Orlando in January on your every other year meeting, and you're going to a virtual format. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, though, I'd like to ask you, I know a lot of people are curious with the virus slowdown. Tell us, how's business with Shaw right now?
Our business is really good right now. I won't say surprisingly good, but maybe a little bit surprised. Obviously, with everything going on, we're in an unpredictable environment. I tell you, we continue to be inspired by our retailers that are out there. These entrepreneurs have found a way to really connect with their consumer in a really challenging environment. That's certainly helped our business. From an overall standpoint, our business is pretty strong, and we just got to continue to work through some of the challenges that we're all facing right now to take advantage of that.
I know when you start talking about Shaw, you've got manufacturing you're doing, you've got office people, and you've probably got different protocols, but most of the office people still are working from home right now, aren't they?
That's correct, Kemp. They are.
But I've caught you at work because you're dedicated and you're at work, right?
Well, I'll tell you, our entire organization is dedicated. And yes, I'm at office. I live a couple minutes from here, so it's easy to come. And as Vance has said, our offices are probably the cleanest, safest places in town, and so this is a good place to be.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into this. I know it was a tough decision, but you had to tell your dealers. How many dealers are there in the Shaw Flooring Network?
We have about 1,600 members in our network.
All right, that's a good number. So you needed to tell them, hey, we're not going to Orlando this year. So you've gotten the word out. It's not going to be a three-day event. It's going to be over a wider period. Give us some details on that, if you would.
I'll be glad to, Kemp. And we are excited about what we're doing. Sure, we're all a little bit disappointed that we can't go to Orlando. There's nothing like the SFN convention every other year in Orlando. And we hear that not just from our internal folks, but from our customers and our great vendor partners. Obviously, we made the decision based on the health and safety of, first and foremost, our customers, their families, and certainly our own associates. I mean, that was really what was driving us. When we made our announcement a couple of weeks ago, we shared it. I know Vance has said this a few times, don't let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
And really the whole idea around we're in this crisis, and we also have realized that really innovation, agility, the ability to move quickly is really a key, and we felt like we've done that, and we are going to a new virtual format. It's not just another Zoom call, and we're working really hard to make sure that's not the case. I know there's a lot of people that have questions about how it's going to work and if it's going to work. We are going to do some things that I think make us all a little bit uncomfortable, but I think that's in a positive way. We're going to try some new things, and that's part of being innovative.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it starts on September 1st, and it's going to be, I guess, connected up with Zoom. Now, that's how you're going to interact. So it'll be some live things, and then if you can't be there at that moment, will you be taping those so people can come see them later?
We will. We're working hard to make sure that's the case. We realize that some people might not be able to commit for the entire time, and our first event is September 1st. Uh-huh. Right now it's scheduled for 90 minutes. I know that's a lot of time, but we are working really hard. I said it in the announcement to make sure we take advantage and that we utilize those 90 minutes as best we can to the benefit of our members. And we've got a lot to cover. We've got a really impressive keynote speaker. We're going to hear from obviously some folks from the Shaw team. We're also going to share some customer stories because we feel like that's one of the best parts of any of our events is our customers being able to learn from each other, hear from each other, and talk with each other. We know that's going to be a challenge, mm-hmm. But we think we have some creative, innovative ways to do that. So the first one's in September, and then we're going to come right back again in October and another one in November. We don't think people really need or want to wait for solutions and answers and some new product presentations and introductions to the typical time in January. So we're going to be bringing some of those things to our customers a little bit earlier and a little bit more frequently.
All right, let me take the liberties to suggest to you something and then I got a question for you. When you have a meeting like this, like you've been doing every other year for the last 20, 25 years, whatever it's been, you got three kind of things you want to do. You want to introduce new products because, hey, let's face it, that's what Shaw's about. You got to get some products out there. You got to keep freshening the line, and people need to carry them, put them on their shelves so that you can sell them to the consumer. You got to educate these retailers so that they're on top of their game and they're better than the other retailers because they're part of your network. And then this is the tough one. You got to build relationships. You got to not only Shaw and the network members, but network members to network members. So that's probably the most difficult thing to accomplish, isn't it?
No doubt about it. I mean, product will be a part of what we do. I know Tim Bachman, our president, has talked about this a lot, and we're really challenged in the way we look at how we launch products and when we do that. And again, I think this is a great opportunity to look at that a little bit differently. So we're going to be excited to share certainly some new product introductions. Our members are going to get a preview of some things before everybody else gets to see them. Obviously, we're going to continue down this road of finding products that are available only to members of the Shaw Flooring Network. But, you know, we also are going to be offering some specials for those folks that want to bring in some inventory and have some special buys. We're going to have it available during these events. And then this whole idea of education, that's certainly been a big part of every convention we've done in the past, and it will certainly be a part of these virtual events. And you're right, building relationships, we call it connecting the network to the network. We think that is certainly one of the most significant benefits we gain from our time in Orlando. We're not just discounting that one. We're focused on that one and how can we do that virtually. And again, we are benchmarking with some other organizations that are doing things like this and trying to attempt to really connect their members with each other. So I can't reveal too much yet, but we are excited about some things we're going to try to help build those relationships and really connect the network to the network. Let them hear from each other. Let them ask questions of each other, because we have a lot of our members right now that are doing some amazing things, really being innovative. They've proven they're agile. Their businesses are really doing well right now, and our members want to hear about that. What are they doing that's working? What are they doing that's not working? And so that's a big challenge for us, no doubt, but it's something that we're focused on accomplishing.
Now, Danny, to pull this off, you're going to have some kind of area where they can go and see the kind of the menu of events, and so they can go ahead and put them on their calendar. And you've actually created a URL, right? It's called sfnlive.com. That's where that's all going to happen, right?
That's correct. That's where the event's really going to launch from. But we're going to be providing a lot of information through Shaw Now, which is where a lot of members go to conduct their day-to-day business with Shaw. So there'll be more coming on that as far as how to officially register and how to be a part of it. And Kemp, kind of like you mentioned earlier, the great thing is we want everybody to participate live. We think we have a great opportunity to reach a broader audience. There's not everybody gets to come to Orlando, but everybody can attend virtually. And we're asking our members, anybody within their businesses and their families, we think there's a lot for them during these sessions. So we do hope for a broader audience. But the good thing is, if somebody can't attend the full 90 minutes or they have to miss the event altogether, they'll be able to go out there and get the full event, or even get bite-sized pieces that they think are relevant, or if there's something they want to watch again or share with their teams, they'll have the ability to do that as well.
All right. So looking out further, you know, let's say we get a vaccine next year. Will you keep on this every other year cycle, or just kind of wait and see on that?
We plan on the every other year cycle. We have high expectations for these virtual events to be really good. Mm-hmm. I hope our members will be patient with us. Obviously, we're going to try some things, like I said earlier, that may or may not work. Mm-hmm. But we are committed to these events working. And the best way for that is to make sure that we hear feedback back from our members. So each event is going to be followed by a survey. And we're going to want honest, transparent, really clear feedback on what they would like to see and what we can do better. Even with our announcement last week or a couple of weeks ago, I had a customer that reached out and had some specific suggestions for, you know, what we can do to make these things better. His specific suggestion was, give us some quick tips, some quick advice on things we can do right now to apply to our business. So you'll see that be a part of kind of what we're doing moving forward. But really, to answer your question, our plan is to continue with our every other year cadence in Orlando. But we also plan to communicate and connect with our network virtually based on what we're starting in September.
Well, I'm going to miss being with the group in January, but I know this is the next best thing. Appreciate you giving us an update. Again, been talking to Danny Crutchfield, the Vice President of the Shaw Flooring Network, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.